This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Final hour of power coming your way as we take you around the DMV here on the day after the 4th of July. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. So a lot more to get to. Been a jam-packed show to this point. I mentioned this in the first hour of the program. I'll mention it here again. There better not be any fireworks popping after tomorrow night. This is my fair warning. And if you're somebody that lives in Montgomery County, first of all, shout out to you. But damn it, I don't want to hear any popping. I don't want to see any smoke after tomorrow night. And you shouldn't be, like I said earlier, you shouldn't be popping fireworks on the Lord's Day anyway. The nerve of you people. 4th of July falling on a Friday is probably my worst stroke of luck of the entire year. Ben outed me earlier in the show and told everyone that I was afraid of thunder and lightning. Shout out to you.
I was going to say, this is like the 4th of July falling on a Friday is like the best of both worlds to most people, especially people at this station. One, because they don't got to work Friday. They get to start vacation on Thursday. And, you get the whole weekend to be out and about doing whatever on vacation.
Yeah, it's cool if you're doing it responsibly. And fireworks are just, we told the Jason Pierre-Paul story yesterday. Do you need any more reason as to why fireworks are stupid? Just look at JPP. And I know there are tempered down versions of how you could do fireworks and things of that nature. It's so ironic that I'm like going on my diatribe about this. Because when I was younger, big WWE, WWF guy when I was a kid, you all know that. I say it all the time. When I used to like play with my wrestling action figures, I would like do, you know, your little entrance musics, and I would like do pretend pyro, and I went to a wrestling match, and I had some pretty damn good seats, and I was in close proximity to the stage, and the pyro scared the hell out of me. I don't want to say it scared me. I just, for as loud as and rambunctious and boisterous as I am on these airwaves, I'm not a fan of loudness. You know? It just ain't my cup of tea, man. So if you're out there, enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Make responsible decisions and stop popping them damn fireworks after tomorrow night. We do not want to hear them going in the next week. 1-800-636-1067. If you got anything on the Jonathan Kuminga front, get at us. Anthony Slater of The Athletic reporting that the Wizards are interested and have reached out to Golden State about the availability of Jonathan Kuminga. Would have to be via a sign-and-trade. The deal that I have on the table, Corey Kispert, Justin Champagne, a 2031st, to me, would be something that Washington should be able to offer. A Marcus Smart package is also something that I think is on the table as well. But I honestly feel like you want to sell him to the highest bidder possible, because there is going to be a contending team at the deadline that feels like, hey, we're a Marcus Smart away, you know, from being a playoff team or going deeper in the postseason. So the Wizards, between now and the start of the regular season, have a lot of things that they could potentially do. NBA Summer League for the Wizards gets underway next Saturday, or next Friday, rather, against the Phoenix Suns. That's where we'll see the debut of Trey Johnson and Will Riley and Jameer Watkins out of Florida State, their second-round pick. So a lot of news coming up in the cycle about the Washington Wizards. So make sure you keep it locked right here. Speaking of the Wizards, their first-round pick, Trey Johnson, when he fell to them at number 6 overall, I know a lot of folks in that organization were super thrilled. I just keep going back to draft lottery night and when the ping pong balls did not bounce in Washington's favor, you know, there was some doom and gloom in my heart. And I don't think I'm just, you know, speaking for myself, I'm speaking for you all as well. We were sick. A lot of people were like, damn, how do we get out of this rebuild if we can't ever put ourselves in position to draft the franchise altering guy? Well, beggars can't be choosers. You drop down to number 6. If you would have told me on draft lottery night, though, that Trey Johnson was going to fall to number 6 overall, I would have said, hail to the Yizea. Sign me up. Sign me up. And it happened for them. And I think everything that you hear about this young man is that he's got the right mental makeup to get it done. If he does fail, it doesn't turn into a franchise-altering talent. It won't be because of a lack of hard work. So super-duper excited that he is here in our nation's capital. I want to learn a little bit more about Trey Johnson, and I want to let you all hear a little bit more about Trey Johnson. To do so, we head out to talk to Coach Chad Myers, his high school head coach at Link Academy in Branson, Missouri. Right now, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time, joined by Chad Myers, the head coach at Link Academy. You can give him a follow on the X app at Coach Myers S5. He's been an assistant at Link Academy for a couple of years. Last year promoted to be the head coach of Link Academy. And he got the opportunity to work extensively with new Wizards first round pick Trey Johnson, a young man that I'm just super excited to get here to our nation's capital. Everything you hear about Trey Johnson is that he's a basketball junkie. Coach Myers, can you speak to that and what really drew you guys to him when he was looking for that prep year?
Yeah, you know, obviously we've had a lot of success at Link. We're trying to always find the best players in the country. And, you know, kind of what you just hit on, what we're really trying to find is not only elite players, but guys that, like, love to be in a gym. And, you know, they're coming to Branson and trying to make themselves college ready and eventually always have a chance to play in the NBA. And everything you've heard about Trey kind of hits that. Like, he loves basketball. He's a basketball junkie. And he made the most out of the year at our place, and he obviously helped keep us one of the best teams in the country.
Fran Fraschilla last night, after the pick was made, said that the coaching staff at Texas said he was the biggest basketball junkie that they've had in Texas since Kevin Durant. So super lofty praise for Trey Johnson. When you've gotten the chance to know him as a person, what makes him tick? Why is his love for the game so strong?
Yeah, I think he has some of like the Kobe stuff in him. I mean, he's super competitive. Like his just mentality to work is at a different level. We have a unique situation where we practice every morning 10 to 12, and then we actually come back and do team skill work 6:30 to 8. And I don't think there was one day during that time that he wasn't in the gym before weights and breakfast at 6 a.m. getting in like another workout. And then half the time he would be coming back at 10 and staying in the gym and getting up shots. And I think that's why he had so much success at Texas. I think he took advantage of being there in summer school, and then they've kind of said the exact same thing. And obviously those are high expectations going to D.C. talking about Kevin Durant, but, you know, it kind of fits the bill, and that's who he's modeled himself after, you know, Kobe and his work ethics.
Coach, when he commits to the University of Texas and you find out that he's going to be playing in what was clearly the best conference in America last year by how well represented they were in the NCAA tournament, was there a little bit of, okay, maybe there's an adjustment period for Trey? Did you guys expect him to be a one-and-done prospect, or did he kind of surpassed expectations last year in his first season at Texas?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. I used to coach Boo Williams' AU team, so I spent a lot of time.
So you know the DMV area very well.
Yeah,
man,
I was I'm from Roanoke, and I was the head coach of Mashinon for a long time. So I had Frank Mason, Jamarco Pickett, Darion Seabron, all those guys. So And now, obviously, I'm out of Missouri now. So saying that, coaching Cam, you know, obviously the success he had. And Trey, you know, I think he's obviously bigger. I think he's a little bit more athletic and explosive. But he had that same kind of mentality. And they both, you know, they're probably the two biggest I've seen, just, you know, put the ball in the basket. And, you know, that translates. And his tough shot-making ability translates. So I wouldn't say we were shocked, but, you know, it's always, especially college basketball getting older, it's an adjustment for everybody. But we weren't surprised, but obviously for any freshman, it's a change. And his success, and obviously being SEC Freshman of the Year, was huge. So,
yeah, he became the sixth freshman in SEC history to lead that star-studded conference in scoring. It puts himself in some elite company. We're joined right now by Trey Johnson, his head coach at Link Academy at Branson, Missouri, Coach Chad Myers. You can give him a follow on the X app at Coach Myers S5. I always love when we're doing the pre-draft work, Coach, and I'm sure you guys do this a lot when you're recruiting kids and trying to, you know, can sell them on Link Academy for their prep year. When you got to know the family of Trey Johnson, one thing that was noted last night, man, is he doesn't really hang around with an entourage. When you're a star-studded freshman like him, you can have your friends hanging around with you. He is a very family-oriented young man. What did you get to learn about Trey Johnson's family during his season at Link Academy?
Yeah, I think kind of what his dad said last night, right? Like, his dream was to play in the NBA, and Richard was always around. And that's really was Trey's circle, you know, him and his mom. But his dad is always around. I think his dad having experience being a good player at Baylor, I'm sure he shared a lot with Trey, like, you know, what he did great, what he needed, you know, to do better. And I think Trey is very aware and listens a lot, but that's just kind of how he is. Like, he's really in the gym. It's unique, even, like, people on our staff, like, that have, like, younger siblings, you know, and younger kids, like, Trey gets on and plays Xbox against kids from Link and stuff still to this day. And it's just kind of, he's very tight knit and just very simple in the gym, working on his game, you know, playing Xbox. And, you know, which is exciting to anybody that can draft a guy like that because, you know, he's really serious about basketball. And obviously, that's a huge piece of being successful at that level.
Coach, if you heard in the intro, I go by the youngest in charge, right? I'm a 27-year-old, and I always say it when we're talking about NFL draft prospects and NBA draft prospects. In this day and age, like my high school career finished right at like the dawn of NIL. How difficult do you think it is for these young men at this current juncture to really stay locked in and keep the main thing the main thing when there's so many different distractions out there that can, you know, take you off course?
Yeah, I mean, it's came down to our level even, and there's guys on my roster because of the rules, you know, can keep NIL and are making more money probably than me, you know, and obviously in college you get these guys, but it's just hard. You know, the one biggest thing that I've said the whole time, and I think everybody agrees on, is that, you know, if we're going to give them all this money, which they deserve, like, we have to do a great job of education. You know, that's what the NBPA has really started trying to do is, you know, obviously they're trying to bring these guys in and they do the rookie seminars and, hey, you got to balance your money you're getting. You're going to get taxed and just, to me, that's the biggest thing I don't know if we're doing yet. I know colleges are trying to. It's like, hey, they're getting this money, but what are we doing to educate them with the money, how to save it, how to spend it, obviously what to stay away from, you know, all the stuff that we all know as adults comes with it. That's the piece I think we got to improve.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, as you mentioned, it's sort of a ever-changing thing, and there's no foolproof way to do it. And when that happens, wake me up. I don't think it'll ever be that way. I think everyone will have, you know, their own way of navigating through this new world. But to see the crop, especially last night, man, and I don't know how much of the draft you got to watch, just seeing the crop of one-and-dones come out and how emotional a lot of these dudes were, knowing their stories and their backgrounds, that's always the best part for me. Trey Johnson, though, like a lot of, you know, 18-, 19-year-olds when they come into the association, not a finished product by any stretch of the imagination. Trey said it last night. When he talked to us in the D.C. media for the first time, that during his pre-draft visit to Washington, the GM, Will Dawkins, put together a montage of him kind of falling asleep on the defensive end of the floor, and it's something that, you know, Trey really took to heart. When you guys challenged him at Link Academy, you know, last year, how was his response, and do you think he's a guy, Coach, that needs more of a kick in the ass or a pat on the back?
No, I mean, I think he wants that. Like, you know, the only way you can get better is through, like, learning. And obviously people that tell you the truth for all of us. I mean, in my profession, your profession,
for sure.
You know, we need
for
truth tellers around us.
Right.
And it's funny. I know he won't be working with directly, but Cody Topper and me worked together. That's the G League coach there.
Okay.
And
well, that's
I
awesome.
Texted Cody last night. And I told him, I said, you know, you'll love Trey just because, like, he wants to get better. And, like, I just know how, you know, everybody on the staff there, and I know Cody's tremendous with, you know, breaking down film with those guys, showing them things. And he's the kind of kid that eats that up. Like, you're like, hey, I saw this on film. Like, he'll be knocking on your door. Can you show me what you saw? You know, and and then, hey, I made that mistake on offense. I didn't make this read. And even as simple, like, when he was playing in the McDonald's game, we were, you know, a lot of people didn't realize how good of a passer he was.
Yes.
Just because anytime you get labeled as a scorer, you know, people don't think you can make reads and make passes. And he made a play in the McDonald's game, and I texted him, like, that night. He had responded, like, Coach, you saw that hook pass we've been working on. That, like, you know, that was what he was thinking about, like, what he had been working on, how he implemented that, even the McDonald's game, which is an all-star game. So I think he wants that. I think he wants guys that are going to push him. I think he wants teammates that are going to push him. And honestly, he's better in that environment. He probably struggles more with guys that aren't motivated to work. He wants more people that are motivated and try to get to the same calls he is. So
I think he was going to fit like a glove here in our nation's capital then. Will Dawkins and company trying to establish a new culture here in D.C., and that culture starts with working your tail off and, you know, being a gym rat. I think that's the best trait that Trey Johnson has. We're joined right now by Trey Johnson's high school senior head coach, Chad Myers, the head coach at Link Academy. You can give him a follow on the X app at Coach Myers S5. When you guys got him for the prep year, obviously he comes in. You get to talk to his family. What did they say their goals were for getting that prep year at Link Academy?
This is probably well documented. He said, you know, hey, I want to treat Link as basically my freshman year in college, so then I can treat my freshman year in college as being basically my rookie year in the NBA, so I'm kind of stepped to the next. So it was never, I think that everybody knew that unless something went completely sideways, he was going to play in the McDonald's game. He was going to have a chance to be one of the best players. Like, he wanted to win a national title because the year before we had won a national title with Elliot Cadeau and Jacoby Walter.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was a goal and all that stuff too. But I think as far as just the overall experience for the year, like, he wanted to treat it like he was in college, which you get a chance to do at our place just for the travel and the competition schedule and being away from home. And he kind of took all that in, which got him ready, and he kind of stayed the course. And he said, you know, at Texas, he told those guys, I want to treat this as my rookie year, so I want you to hold me accountable like a rookie. So I'm ready when I get to that next level.
The thing I love about Trey, it seems Coach Myers, he is just very intentional and a guy that's got his head screwed on the right way. And I think it says a lot about, you know, his parents and his upbringing. I think you know it, and college coaches across the country know it. When you're, you know, finding out who these guys are, you don't have to look too far around their circle to see, you know, their influences and why they are the way that they are. Coach, I'll ask you this as well. Was there a moment at Link where you went, okay, like, this guy is better than even I thought he had the potential to be? Because right now, I don't know if you know Coach Myers, the lofty expectations that are out there, and by the way, I think he's got the work ethic too, Coach, to live up to any sort of expectations. They're hollering about Devin Booker, Coach Myers. If he turns into Devin Booker, we're going to have you on a lot more.
Pretty good player. I think that, you know, I think all his habits, you know, that's the question. I think that he can meet expectations. I think anybody, right? Like, it's really hard to project that somebody's going to be Devin Booker. Obviously, he's incredible, one of the best players in the league. I would be shocked, you know, God willing, and obviously he's blessed, no injuries, all those kind of things. I would be shocked if he doesn't end up being, you know, a long-time NBA vet, has a great career. I think it's hard. To me, it's just easier for guys to fail that don't stay in the gym. The guys that love the gym and love the craft, they just get better, right? And that's what I think, you know, so much his parents and his dad and everybody instilled in him is just like, you know, when it ain't going good, you know, you get back in the gym and work. And when it is going good, you stay in the gym and work. And that's just kind of everything that he does in life. I mean, he had a strict plan with his, like, rehab and recovery and stretching and just everything preparation-wise. I mean, he was trying to treat himself like a college pro when we had him. So I think the first time we really realized, and everybody that I coached that had this, that played in the NBA, is that he's super competitive. So when we started playing pickup, we had some good players. We had LeBaron Fylon at Alabama that was in the draft at one time. We had Jasper Johnson going to Kentucky. So we had, like, good guards in the backcourt with Trey. And he hated to lose. So he would just take over pickup games and just find a way to, like, win and make tough, crazy shots. And,
love that.
You know, pull up at 30 feet and make threes to end the game. And you could just see the fire of him wanting to win and taking tough shots. And I think that's when we kind of realized, like, all right, this guy's a little different. Like, he's got that it factor and that competitive nature.
We'll let you go on this, Coach. We'll ask you to be objective here. And look, I think that he's got all the tools and the right mental makeup to, like you said, have a long career in the NBA. If you had to nitpick his game, Coach, what do you think is the biggest thing he needs to work on entering the pro level?
I think he would say the same. I think you can always get better defensively. I think he can get in even better shape, even though he's in good shape. And I think just continuing to make plays, you know, and be efficient. Like when you get to the league, there's obviously everybody in the league is an NBA player. So just being efficient with the ball in and out of your hands and playing off the ball, obviously, even with all the talent that Tex had and talent we had, you know, he's kind of always been the guy with the ball in his hands. I think he'll get to that point. But, you know, it's so often early in the league, you got to learn how to play with those other guys that are vets and playing beside guys. And I think he's capable of doing that and will be good at that, but that'll just be the biggest thing, you know, right away is being efficient with your touches and reps and numbers and all that kind of stuff. So.
For sure. I know it's something they're going to be instilling in him from day one. I can't wait to see him out in Vegas in the summer league, man. He should be one of the certified bucket getters out there, man. Coach Chad Myers, we appreciate you making some time for us, man. We'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great night.
That is Coach Chad Myers from Lincoln Academy in Branson, Missouri, where Trey Johnson played his high school basketball during his senior year. Hearing Coach talk about him, like, it's hard for me not to get, like, super excited, super geeked up for what he has the potential to be. Right off the rip there, talking about he's got the Mamba mentality. They've had to kick him out of the gym. Oh, I just... I'm eager to see what he turns into. Look, you never know where you're going to draft that superstar at. Like, SGA was the number 12 overall pick. Giannis Antetokounmpo selected in the middle of the first round. Nikola Jokic, a second-round pick. So you never know how exactly they're going to come. But the hope is amongst, you know, Wizards fans and in that organization is that he turns into their bona fide franchise superstar. And I think when you think about the work ethic that the young man has, I think he's got a good shot at doing so. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. About a half hour left to go in the program before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He will lead you into Washington Nationals baseball. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get into the burgundy and gold, the latest on where things stand between the team and Terry McLaurin when it comes to a contract extension. That is next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in. The youngest in Charles and L. Willingham will take you up the noon Eastern time. About a half hour left to go before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. What I was doing during the break, Wizards Muse. I don't know if you follow Wizards Muse, Ben. They just posted Bilal Coulibaly versus the Atlanta Hawks on October 30th of last year. Career high 27 points, 9 boards, 3 steals, 3 threes on 11-14 shooting. What a dog. Bilal's flashes are always so exciting to me. And I can't help but get geeked up and wonder what he ultimately turns into. His flashes are the flashiest is how I can best put it. I just can't wait till the Wizards are done stinking. When the rebuild is over, it's going to be like, this is probably a crazy-ass comparison. So, the Wizards rebuild, when it's over, it's going to feel like how it felt when the CDC told us we can go back outside. Like, that's how I would describe the Wizards getting back to relevancy, man. Cap 1 is going to be rocking the next time they host a playoff game, man. I'm super excited about where things are going with the Wizards. This year is a big year, though, in terms of, you know, trying to get these youngins to take the next step and figuring out what's next and what you need to move forward. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I want to get into the Washington Commanders here to close out the show. A lot of speculation surrounding Terry McLaurin and his contract extension and where things currently stand when it comes to those two parties, talking about the Commanders and McLaurin. Here's ESPN's Adam Schefter from earlier this week talking about where things currently stand between Washington and McLaurin.
That's a tough one. I know there is an update. There's no update, which is the update. And that's the problem. The problem is with this particular situation, I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans, who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million. So there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They have not made any progress. I would think that we'll see if there are any teams that decide to come snooping around Terry McLaurin to see if they could try to pry loose Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, I cannot envision the Commanders moving on from, no matter how disgruntled he may be. Again, it's sort of like T.J. Watt. You can't imagine that these two sides, as far apart as they are today, wouldn't be able to somehow find a way to bridge their differences and figure out a solution. But today, McLaurin and the Commanders are not close. Watt and the Steelers are not close. And those will be two of the storylines that we are tracking as we get ready for training camp.
Couple great players. We'd love to see him play for the Indianapolis Colts at quite a discounted rate.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pat. We don't give a damn about who you want to play in Indy. When you hear a guy like Adam Schefter, the most plugged-in NFL insider in the business, talking about the negotiation in that light, makes you go, oh, I don't know. I'm right now at a 75-25 percentage chances. Like 75% chance it gets done, 25% chance it gets messy as hell. And what Schefty mentioned as a possibility actually happens, talking about McLaurin, you know, getting dealt if these two sides can't come to an agreement. All you have heard surrounding this Commander and McLaurin negotiation is the fact that the two sides are far apart and that Terry is not happy. That's all you've heard. There hasn't been any positive piece of reporting on this thing throughout the entire process. It worries me. I'll be very honest with you. It worries the hell out of me. It does. I'm starting to reach a point where it's like, okay, if Shefty's saying things are in a bad spot and others are saying things are in a bad spot, then where are things actually at? So that Adam Schefter clip was from 4 days ago. Right now, I want to let you hear from Albert Breer of the MMQB. He joined Grant and Danny 1 month ago to the day, June the 5th, and had this to say about where things stood between Washington and McLaurin.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now, if you ask me, like, where this is. And I think it's just sort of the, you know, I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree these things do get bumpy. And I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded over the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a three. You know what I mean? Per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range, just based on where the market's gone. You know, obviously last year, Justin Jefferson gets 35 and, you know, and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But like, I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who, he gets traded to Pittsburgh and he gets 33 per year on a 4-year deal. So, you know, I think those comps are out there, and, you know, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way, and that's sort of where we are right now. Yeah,
that was Albert Breer 1 month ago. Late last week, I believe it was on Tuesday, Albert Breer did a fan mailbag in his MMQB. And a Commanders fan asked Breer where things stood when it comes to a McLaurin extension and whether or not Albert Breer had any sort of update. Albert Breer, in response to that fan mailbag question, had this to say. And this is from our guy on social media, Brandon is what his name is, Jaden Daniels MVP. He had Albert Breer had this to say. He had said, quote, "Brandon, they have a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it's still not in a great place, so we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done." Two of the NFL's most prominent reporters, Albert Breer and Adam Schefter, have both reported, Breer on multiple occasions, Schefter as recently as last week, that the negotiation between Washington and Terry McLaurin is not in a good spot. When you hear two prominent reporters reporting that, does it concern you at all in terms of whether or not the Commanders will be able to get this done? 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. After hearing from Breer, after hearing from Shefty, you feeling a little uneasy about where things stand between McLaurin and the Commanders? We'll take your calls on that. Plus, we'll get into something that we'll touch on more in more detail tomorrow morning when we join you here on The Fan. The NFC East, I think, is going to be an absolute bloodbath come 2025. I'll tell you why on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. About 20 minutes left to go on the program before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He will take you into our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. Fellas playing game two of a 3-game weekend series against the Boston Red Sox. It is a 4:05 first pitch pregame coverage. Gets rolling at 3:35 with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. Right here on The Fan. We're talking about Terry McLaurin coming back or coming out of the last break, and Adam Schefter as well as Albert Breer of the MMQB, both very prominent NFL insiders, with really nothing positive to say about where things stand between Terry McLaurin and the Commanders. I'm at a point right now, and I said it in the last segment, like, you all can act as if it's some foregone conclusion that he gets signed. I don't believe it's that. I don't. I genuinely think things are probably a little bit messy right now in Ashburn between Washington and McLaurin. And I think it's something that is a part of a negotiation. I don't think it's anything that you need to panic about. But based off of the reporting and the lack of info that we're getting, things are in a peculiar place, is how I would describe it, between Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders. How quickly do things change? TBD. If it's not done by the second week of training camp, because that's – if he doesn't get paid, he's not showing up. And I think he proved that last year. He proved that this offseason. Or he proved that the first time around, and he proved that this offseason. Training camp is – a delicate time period during the season. It's where you're building relationships. It's where you're putting in the base of your offense. It's where you're establishing your core principles. So if he has to miss any of training camp, one, I'm frustrated by it, and two, it's a distraction. It is a distraction. And, like, that's kind of where I'm at with this. One thing that Adam Schefter mentioned is, like, he would expect teams to begin to come in and try and lure McLaurin away from Washington. I think that's a realistic possibility. I think that is something for sure that could definitely happen. How close are we to that being a possibility? I don't know. They got about 17 days before the veterans got a report. If he is not signed 2 weeks into training camp, I officially deem it a distraction. And I think we got to start having conversations about what moving on looks like. It's a scary thing to think about. I get it. Terry is Mr. Commander. But at some point, if you're Adam Peters and company, man, you got to keep the main thing, and do what's best for the Commanders, not always what's best for Terry McLaurin. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, as he gets you ready for his program. Coming up at noon, he'll lead you in the Nats baseball. The former Redskins tight end joins us next. One final segment to go with the youngest and Charles and L. Willingham here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. And as I give out my social media handle, I can only think about what I'm setting myself up for. We're leading you up to noon Eastern time. That's where the DOC will take over. He'll lead you in our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. The fellas playing game two of a weekend series against the Boston Red Sox. We opened up the show talking about the attendance at Nats Park. I think we'll get another good crowd out there this afternoon. Joining us right now, though, is the aforementioned Rick Doc Walker. He'll take you coming up at noon Eastern time. Doc, what's going on, brother? How was the fourth for you?
Oh, the fourth was fantastic. At the Silo in Great Falls, it was the most spectacular firework display that I've seen. They went way beyond the level's always high, but it was spectacular. And unlike you,
oh, gosh.
I thoroughly enjoy a good show, but I also credit you for your insistence about safety. It's no joke.
No, it's not.
I mean, California, you come out and fight in your front yard and right, you go in the street, shoot your fireworks off. That's insane. That's why there's so many fires. So I want to shout out to the firehouse at Great Falls and the EMTs, the people that were there, so many children. Man, it was beautiful to see all the little ones, man.
Their and excitement, remember, how lit up they get about it.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. They were so excited, and it was no incidents. Everybody was, great. It's hard getting a whole bunch of people into an area, in and out. The volunteers, everybody did a great job. So I know usually we're talking about things that go wrong. That was done very, very well. And maybe next year, if you're still here and you're not in New York, you can participate and check it out. It'll change your views.
Thanks, but no thanks. I'm pretty stuck in my ways when it comes to my disdain for fireworks. I just don't see the point in it. It's just not. I can make my own noise. I'm loud enough. I get it, though.
Entertainment. I think you're overlooking the
entertainment
aspect, spectacle,
of it.
The visual spectacle.
Yeah.
But it, what it represents, we didn't just make it up. It's to celebrate the victory.
For sure.
It's a celebration. So in that instance, once again, and shout out to our good friends over at Rude, because without Rude, I wouldn't be on with you.
Well, look, we can agree to disagree about just how important and impactful fireworks are. What is important and impactful is whether or not Terry McLaurin is in camp for the Washington Commanders. I asked you this yesterday. We talked about it briefly. I know you just heard the audio we just played from Adam Schefter. From Adam Schefter and Albert Breer. Mm-hmm. If you were a member of this team, are you strictly looking at it from a point of, I understand what Terry's trying to do, I want him to get his money, and does at any point does it become a distraction for you as a player?
No. Not when the best – I told you yesterday – and I'll say it again, he's Mr. Commander to me. And he's what you'd hope that the rest of the roster would have his principles. And so, but it's a business.
Right.
So, with the exception of JD5, I mean, I could lose him to an injury.
Yeah.
It's a sport that no one has any idea how long you can survive it. It's like Survivor.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get my underwear in a wrinkle over none of them other than 5. Other than that, to me, everybody's expendable, because that's why I have to go in with my mindset. Otherwise, I'll panic. Yeah. I got to train the backups. If I think that he's the end of the world for me, then I don't coach the backups as well as I need to. I got to coach everybody as if they got to start. This is the only way you can go back to back. I know this is odd to you, because your whole lifetime you've seen disaster.
For sure, exactly.
For a guy that was on a team that went to back-to-back Super Bowls, I'm trying to give you the formula, but you will not accept it.
Look, I get it. They got to keep the main thing. Last year doesn't matter, though. That's the one thing that I keep talking about.
It doesn't.
It doesn't matter at all. So while it was cute to make the NFC Championship game on your last play schedule, this year you got to run it back. I think they have the pieces in place to do so. I know the job becomes a hell of a lot harder if Terry McLaurin is not a part of this equation. knowing what you know about this fan base, I don't think there's anybody as plugged in with the listening audience and our fan base as you in terms of understanding how they feel. If it gets to a point, and this is a business, we keep saying this, if it gets to a point, though, where it makes sense for Washington to field trade calls for Terry McLaurin, do you think this fan base would be able to forgive Adam Peters, Josh Harris, and company if Terry McLaurin ended up getting shipped out of D.C.? A possibility that we're not giving much credence to.
Well, I don't know about you youngsters, but all my people survived Art Monk and Brian Mitchell being exercised out of this program.
For sure.
So this is part of the business. It's part of the game. Terry can deal with it. But he got to go out and try to get his money. And that's what his agent, and the one that got to you, and you're doing a hell of a job, by the way. You've earned every dime of this. But to me, it's another zero topic. I'm more concerned about how the Nats are going to score some damn runs. You know what I mean? And win a game at home with this crowd. And, of course, you got the Bo Sox. And so, it's, you know, I need a victory today. You're searching. You're teasing. You're teasing. It's great, but I don't bite. Okay? I need a victory today by the Curly W's, and that would really make my day off. And I'm excited about Team USA tomorrow, Mexico. It's amazing how many things that are going on that you don't discuss.
Yeah, because only certain things matter to me, man.
That's... It's not about you.
Well...
That it's is. About your public. It's about the people.
Well, sometimes. That's why it's time to hand it over to you. We appreciate you some time for us. The Adult Mix featuring the DLC comes your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.